Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I get to pray you through the Bible verse by verse and going through one of my favorite books of the Bible, Hebrews. We're going to finish up Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 39, and the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Having therefore, brothers, boldness to enter into the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the way which he dedicated for us, a new and living way through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a great high priest over God's house, let's draw near with a true heart in fullness of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil, clean from an evil conscience, and having our body washed with pure water. Let's hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Let's consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together as is the custom of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and a fierceness of fire which will devour the adversaries. A man who disregards Moses' law dies without compassion on the word of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you think he will be judged worthy of who has trodden under the foot of the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant with which he was sanctified an unholy thing and has insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, vengeance belongs to me, I will repay, says the Lord, from Deuteronomy 32:35. And again, the Lord will judge his people from Deuteronomy 32:36 and Psalm 135:14. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But remember the former days in which, after you were enlightened, you endured a great struggle with sufferings, partly being exposed to both reproaches and oppressions, and partly becoming partakers with those who were treated so. For you both had compassion on me in my chains and joyfully accepted the plundering of your possessions, knowing that you have for yourselves a better possession and an enduring one in the heavens. Therefore, don't throw away your boldness, which has a great reward. For you need endurance so that, having done the will of God, you may receive the promise. In a very little while, he who comes will come and will not wait, but the righteous will live by faith. If he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him, from Habakkuk 2, verses 3 and 4. But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the saving of the soul. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for your word that is living and active. Thank you that we can endure sufferings. We can endure chains. We can endure imprisonment because of this life that is living inside of us, because of this beautiful forgiveness that we have experienced. And because of all this, we can be bold. And so, Lord, I do pray. I boldly pray that we would be bold. I boldly pray that you would give us the kind of ability to stand up against the craziness of this culture, against things that harm others, to speak out for those who cannot speak for themselves, to wrestle in prayer for those who are broken, and to intercede for those who don't have a voice. Lord, the voiceless need a voice, and Lord, oftentimes you call us to be that. So give us the strength to do that. Give us the strength to have compassion on others. Give us the strength to walk with you. And Lord, and also, I know how hard it is sometimes your church can be, and how often there are people that within the listening audience here who have been harmed by church, who have been raked over the coals by church leaders, who have been misunderstood or maligned or not believed, or have been perpetrated against, or have been harmed and have been spiritually abused. Lord, I get all that. I've been through that. I know what that's like. But this scripture in the middle of this passage talks about not forsaking our assembly together. And I know that doesn't mean that we have to go to a building with doors and windows and steeples and things like that. But Lord, we have to stay in community with Christians. And so many times we are so broken by other Christians that we can't even think about doing it again. But I pray you give my friend some bravery to maybe on a small scale connect with other Christ followers so that they don't become bitter and they don't slip away, and they do find the kind of encouragement and prayer that they need from other believers. So Lord, help us not to forsake our assembling together, no matter what that might look like. And help us to be bold and brave to trust that you will carry us to the right relationships who will help us heal. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day, and continue to pray for this podcast. I would really, really appreciate it. That is the greatest currency right now for me.